The four issues brought to the commission's attention were whether Gillum accepted tickets for the Broadway show Hamilton, as well as other accommodations. It is prohibited under state law for city officials to accept gifts from lobbyists. However, Gillum's attorney, Barry Richard, claims the case has no merit.
There's no allegation that he ever did anything for anybody in response, as a quid pro quo for receiving a gift.
Erwin Jackson, the Tallahassee businessman who initiated the commission's investigation into Gillum, said that he hoped the final decision will result in stricter punishment for ethical violations by government officials.
There's something really wrong with the Ethics Commission in here. When Rick Fernandez was here, he was found guilty, and his penalty was a $6,000 fine. Now, what crooked politician is going to be opposed or concerned about maybe, if being found guilty, he might have to pay $6,000? As a private citizen, I'm paying a heck of a lot more than $6,000 to bring the case.
Jackson, a longtime City Hall critic, fully expects Gillum to ultimately face criminal charges.
I would suspect that he'll probably be looking at criminal charges on additional matters as well. So the month of January is not going to be good for Andrew Gillum.
The Ethics Commission will release a written statement regarding the hearing on January 30th. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Robbie Gaffney.